kept running and running and running and never looked back. He never realized how far he came, and it didn't matter that the latter part hadn't bothered him. Rather, all the sadness that followed him, as if it was a ball and chain. As along the way, his posture had changed, fraught with his fault and his anger, until he wouldn't respond when they called his name. It was all part of the game. It started as a play to get ends, and left him with the breath of debt and less friends. And yet he never questioned where the quest went. And when dissenters didn't deem him special, he did his best to impress them, and this led to regrets then. Still, he was dead set on success, and distress he'd only expressed through a sent text addressed to anyone he hadn't met yet. The tires peeled on desire's wheels again. City had changed him. As he reflected on the decade that passed, his life he reckoned at last was a staged pun with a fantasy mask where the grave was dug. A double life revamped, and he got the sight bites till it tastes blood. So he drives to escape, driving a stake to his great love, incessantly trying to shine through the bars like a caged sun, dissecting a piece of the strange run of a dirty southern naked working for crumbs in some underground dank club where there's nothing but strained hugs for mother and father and a strange son. As he can't recall when he became one, though shame is heavy and weighs tons, he still finds a way to place the blame on what they've done, visits they've stayed away from, and perhaps it was that all along. So he just carries on, now he can barely call. All that means is he hits the floor harder for farther up in case he falls. He's racing towards the exit, so disconnected he felt compelled to misdirect his perspective. I can feel the
distance, I can feel the distance.